With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Sunset Football Club's women's team has completed one of the greatest seasons in Cayman football history, an undefeated quadruple, sweeping the Charity Shield, President's Cup, Women's Premier League, and FA Cup. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Captain Kinsey Joyner, Golden Boot winner Reese Bateson, and rising star Jada Dixon-Lamb share their experiences as a team and what it took to remain undefeated throughout the season.
A lot of games going without anyone scoring on us. I think five goals all season. Five goals, only letting five goals in all season. Mm-hmm. That's like better than any trophy. So it's rewarding that not only are we winning games with our offense, but our defense is also pulling their weight. It takes a lot of pressure off the offense. If we can keep it, not having anyone score on us, it takes that pressure off the offense to just be able to do their thing. And when that goal comes, it comes, and they don't have the pressure of trying to come back after getting scored on. So
I think just being close with my teammates and being able to communicate clearly with them was super important. I think as a team, we're all just really close and tight. We all get along really well.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the most important thing. So we can like tell each other when something's not working or when something's working. So I think that's just important.
It's shown that our connection as a team shows on the field, like our connection as like friends and as teammates. It impacts us on the field, and it shows that we can do it. We can come back and win seasons if we need and if we can, just as like getting closer and getting stronger together.
Coach Giselle Gamba says the scale of the achievement is still sinking in. She credits the coaching unit, Freddie, Tony, and Shanice, and says the success is the result of years of building, developing, and investing in young players.
It feels rewarding because, you know, we've been working hard for the past, I don't know, maybe 5 years, really. And then you don't build a team overnight. And after investing and, you know, building players and developing, results and the outcomes come to light.
Right.
So it feels good. We are not about the trophies, but it feels good.
And when it comes to going unbeaten across four competitions, Coach Gigi says the players' commitment and depth made the difference.
I think the key is the players are very committed.
Yeah.
You know, they always come to training, and we are very strict in the ways that if you don't train, you don't play also.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that it's very transparent. And we have a lot of younger players as well. So we have a big roster, which helps to keep the intensity on the game, the tempo high at all times. So I say, like, the dedication, the fitness, and the commitment help to achieve that.
Sunset Football Club, perfect, dominant, and now etched into Cayman football history. Staying with football, Scholars International are FA Cup champions after edging Academy 2-1 in Wednesday night's final. Cameron Ebanks broke the deadlock in the 43rd minute, and Brandon Banks doubled the lead midway through the second half. Academy hit back almost immediately through Elijah Seymour in the 76th, but Scholars held firm to secure the trophy. A physical final saw yellow cards issued to Scholars' Brandon Ebanks and DeAndre Rowe, along with Academy's Seymour. Scholars' Jordan Bonilla was also sent off late in the match. The Corporate Open Beach Volleyball League rolls on this weekend along 7 Mile Beach, with teams gearing up for another round of competitive play. CIVF event director Chloe Galletos says the league continues to build great energy each Sunday.
Hey guys, so we're here at the Corporate Open Beach Volleyball League, presented by Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation, and it's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, and it is a beach league from June 7th to June 14th, and also October 4th to October 18th. So it's open to anyone interested in volleyball. It's a maximum of 4 players. It's a 4v4 format, and it's all day, every Sunday.
Galletos adds that Cayman Volleyball Federation is also preparing for its annual Volleython, set for the first week of next month.
So we also have our weekend Volleython, which is happening July 4th and July 5th. So it's a mixture of indoor volleyball and beach volleyball. So it's a whole day of all volleyball fun, all volleyball games, and it's sponsored by Coca-Cola, and it's also in association with the Miss World pageant and also Featherstone Cayman Brass.
Meanwhile, the visiting side stole the spotlight last weekend. Team Oklahoma swept KPMG, Maples, and the Drunkards to claim the corporate league title.
It's just really fun to like play with like new people and stuff and meet new other people.
Yeah, I mean, this is our second day here, so we're excited to play, and it was really great for them letting us join. We had a lot of fun.
It was great. Some good competition, you know, trying to show people from international to Cayman kind. They're here, it's their second day. They wanted to come and play, so we invited them here, and they did great. We won the championships.
And the Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation is celebrating a standout weekend after delivering big performances at the FEI Dressage World Challenge last Saturday and National Dressage Show No. 8 the following day at the Equestrian Center off the Linford Pearson Highway. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
Riders, horses, and support teams turn in a high-quality showcase of discipline and talent, capped off by a musical freestyle demonstration from the Equestrian Center's students that delighted spectators and highlighted the sport's growing youth pipeline. Cayman's riders posted internationally competitive scores in the World Challenge. Top marks included Jessica McTaggart on Could Be Magic, 76.736%, Sierra Martin on Laura 7, 71.850%, Kaylee Corbin on Lovely Pictura, 68.975%, and Matilda Tamimaji on Bandolero, 68.500%. A major milestone came from 13-year-old Kaylee Corbin, whose performance secured qualification for the CDI-W in Mexico later this year in the borrowed horse division, a significant step for both rider and country on the international stage. The momentum carried into Sunday's National Dressage Show, where riders across all levels delivered strong tests and reinforced the depth of Cayman's developing dressage talent. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. And that'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin. Enjoy your weekend.